Just last year, when I brought up the Common Core to my non-educator friends, I would usually see a furrowed brow and a tilted head. That's certainly changed. Still, I find very few folks have anything more than the vaguest notions about the Common Core. School districts across Michigan held meetings to inform people about the Common Core, and for this they should be applauded. But I urge you to investigate this issue on your own. It may be the most radical change in education policy this country has ever seen. While administrators may not feel free to say it, I will tell you that most teachers are circumspect about whether the Common Core will lead to positive reform. Our worst fear is that it's simply a part of the continued efforts by some to discredit and dismantle public education. Schools have been under attack for years now, and the failure of No Child Left Behind has educators understandably skeptical about so-called reform efforts. Moreover, the speed with which this is happening makes us very nervous. We're being asked to make wholesale changes in curriculum and instruction methods without meaningful guidance from the state and an incredibly narrow time frame. Yeah, we're anxious. You should be too. Most concerning is how little people know about where the Common Core came from and who's behind it. Did you know, for example, that no public school educators were involved in the original construction of the Common Core standards? And when the group who was behind that effort, an interest group called Achieve Incorporated that has close ties to Bill Gates, did seek input from educators, some of those educators refused to approve it until their concerns were addressed. Achieve responded to these concerns by ignoring the educators and moving forward with the project. Additionally, implementation of the Common Core is a potential goldmine for education testing and publishing companies, online education firms, and the like. If you don't think there are private sector concerns pushing for this because of the lure of profits instead of what's best for our kids, you're either willfully ignorant or hopelessly naive. Still, even with these serious concerns, I think it's fair to say most teachers are not opposed to the spirit of the Common Core. These new curriculum standards do indeed require higher order thinking skills and for students to demonstrate their learning in ways that go beyond traditional standardized tests. In spite of what anti-public school advocates say, we teachers are not obstructionists to true and helpful reforms. But neither are we servile peons who shy away from asking questions that need to be asked. Whether we'll be given the time to implement these changes, whether the state will provide more guidance on how students will be evaluated, whether student results from those tests will be used in a punitive way in a continuing war against teachers and teacher unions, I implore you to educate yourself about the Common Core and to get involved with parent and community groups to monitor its progress. The truth is that politicians and other decision makers don't listen to teachers anymore. I think we're kind of important in the whole education thing, but the public schools and education policy have become hopelessly politicized. It's a sad state of affairs when the people charged with implementing this far-reaching change in education policy don't know what they need to know. We would like some answers to those questions before we rush into this. I would think you would, too.